Owl, we meet some birds this week that are definitely birds and nothing else. Just very normal looking birds.
Those are dinosaurs.
Ah.
I'm just saying, those are dinosaurs.
They are definitely just dinosaurs. You're right. Some weird looking bird demons.
Never seen a bird look like that a day in my life.
For sure. Yes. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha's episode 149. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Allen, Ladium.
Hello.
We're discussing season 6, episode number 8, or episode 146, entitled The Fiery Bird Master, Princess Abe. Fire. Demon birds. Dinosaurs. Bones. All the above this week.
Mm-hmm. Although, like, not a lot really happens this week.
No. But bones. Stretchy bones.
Mm-hmm.
Boop. Yeah, we get a recap of the things that happened last week and everything, and then everyone's at the campfire just chit-chatting about what transpired and how there's the shards and the other world, and they're like, how is that over there? Well, there's a way. If it got over there, there's a way that we can get over there somehow. So, like, that's the thing we know, at least, and we know that it's over there. So, like, we've learned information. We just can't get there in time, or can't get there at the moment. And then Inuyasha was like, Mioga, you led us over here because you knew this was going to happen. And he's like, dude, why would I come here if I knew that was going to happen? And Inuyasha's like, oh, wait. You're kind of right. You're kind of right here. I understand. So, yeah, all that. And then they go to a village, and there's just bodies with no blood in them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's weird. Seems bad. We should probably look into this or something. Some bandits are burning another village, and then they're attacked by these dinosaur-looking birds. Kaka, get the blood sucked out of them.
Hmm?
And burned. Kaka. We learned this is Princess Abe. She's got these bird demons with her. She commands them and everything. She's hanging out on the side of a mountain. You know, just doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And then Naraku shows up and is like, hey, how's it going? See, you're getting human blood because you're trying to help your ma'am out. She's like, my mom's not dying. Don't worry about that. She's just sick. She just ate some poison. We're just using the blood to, you know, purge it out of her. He's like, okay,
very
cool.
Normal.
Very normal, you know. Big Eye just wakes up and is like, and he's like, you know, I could help you out a little bit, you know, like you're doing all this, getting all this human blood and everything. It's kind of slow. If you you helped me, I could help you by making it so you got a lot of human blood a lot faster and everything. You know, mm-hmm. It'd be way easier for you. So, like, well, you know, what do you say? She's like, I don't know about that. And then some other demons show up and are like, your mom ate our dad. We're going to kill you. Blah. Here's some poison. She takes care of like one, and like the other two are like, yeah, we weren't going to fight you just like by ourselves. Here's our whole group with us. Blah, poison.
I think it's funny that she's like, yeah, by the way, your dad tasted terrible.
Yeah.
She's like, get lost, scrubs. Your dad's gross.
Get out of here. He tries to fire them, but it doesn't really do much. And then Naraku just like warps down there, or floats down there, really. And then just goes, here's a bone. Bleh. And they all die. And then he's like, I'm going to make a bone out of, or make a spear out of my bone. You want that? Here you go. Anyways, think about helping me. Teehee.
Teehee.
Yeah, so that happens. Her ma'am's like, yo, that dude's a half demon. He doesn't seem trustworthy. So, like, if he does anything out of line, you just get rid of him. She's like, okay, gotcha.
Gotcha. Thanks, giant eyeball mom.
Thanks, eye mom.
Eye mom.
The newest,
the newest product. Apple product.
Yeah, the newest product from Apple. Inuyasha and the gang go to another village where there's actually people, and they're like, are we going to be the next village attacked? And Inuyasha's like, yep, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, bro.
But Moroku also is like, hey, can we have a place to stay and also food and also women? And Sango is like, you shouldn't say that part. And he's like, okay, can we just have women? And then Shippo's like, God dang it. No matter, like, no one's gonna take it seriously with you, my guy.
And Yasha's like, let him know, Shippo.
Let him know,
Let him
Shippo.
know.
Let him know.
So yeah, Moroku makes things just worse somehow. And then a bunch of dinosaur birds show up and are just chilling and hanging out everywhere, just perched up wherever they can. And the gang goes out to see what's going on. They're like, weird looking birds. And then they start just screeching, deafening everyone, and then they all start attacking, and then everyone's gotta, like, fight off the birds. And Yasha uses the wind scar. Sango uses her boomerang. Kagome uses the arrow. Boroku uses the wind tunnel
For a while.
for a while, and then some bees show up, and they're like, ah, all right, no more fun for Moroku.
None of that, sir.
Princess Abe shows up and she's like, why are you guys killing my birds? This is real messed up. And it's like, are you a Naraku minion? What are you doing here? Why do you got the bees with you? She's like, who's Naraku? Never heard of this guy. And then immediately she's like, you're a half
What's
demon
your
just like
relationship to
Naraku. What are you gonna do with this guy?
him?
And it's like, ugh, I'm gonna fight you. So they have a little scuffle. Inuyasha, uses the wind scar, she uses her fire, but then the Raku spear just goes blah, 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 and makes a barrier. It's like, and then Yasha's like, haha, that's one of Nuraku's tricks. I know you're definitely aligned with him. I knew it. And she's like, okay, well, that's interesting. Anyways, I guess we're gonna go now. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. And then Yasha and everyone's like, all right, why would Naraku team up with this blood-sucking lady? Like, what's the point of that? Like, do they need human blood to get to pass this barrier or something? Is that why he's helping her? They're just like, this is very confusing. And then Shippo and Inuyasha get into it, of course, because of course they do. So they're just like, we'll figure this out at some point, I guess. And then there's just a shot of Naraku later at the end of the episode with the two little dudes, Kana and Sango's little brother. And just he just goes, the barrier to the next world will open soon. Then that's it.
Bomb.
That's it. Then the episode ends. It's like, all right, cool. So yeah, that's how we end this episode. And there's we got no trivia or anything this week, so it's just that's it. We're done, skis.
We get some filler stuff for the next two episodes.
Yeah, it's basically just here's some recap of stuff we've already kind of gone over. Yeah, next week we will be discussing part one of it was an hour long episode, but they just cut it into two parts for the US release, of course. This will be episode 147, entitled "The Tragic Love Song of Destiny, Part One." It's basically just the backstory of Kikyo and Inuyasha, which we've already covered before.
Several times, actually.
Yeah, so like, I don't know why we need to do this again. I mean, obviously, like, I'm guessing they probably need some filler stuff or something at this point, maybe, just so they don't run out of material to do.
Well, I think part of it is because Kikyo is gonna come back in the canonical stuff.
No,
I think
no.
that's probably what it is that they're setting up that like this two part 147, 148 is the Inuyasha Kikyo bullshit that we've seen a million times. But then 149 is gonna be back into canonical stuff and she shows up in that. So I think
No.
maybe that's why.
It makes sense, but also just like, bleh.
Yeah, it's gross. I hate it. Thank you.
Either way, we'll recap all that backstory again, I guess, and maybe we'll learn something new. I doubt it. Either way, we'll just be like, ugh.
Blah.
So yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. If you'd like more from us, head on over to SeasonAnimeCheckup.com or SCC.cools, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Season Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonAnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA.
Mm-hmm.
So join us next time as we learn we watch the Kikyo and Inuyasha backstory for like the third time.